8:40 on a Thursday morning. We have a couple of studio guests with us coming up this weekend. It's Love Your City Day on Saturday. And joining us are Carrie Carroll from Northfield Shares. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. And also Jeff Wright from Hosanna Church. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Mm-hmm. We have a Love Your City Day coming up this weekend, and it's a wonderful title, and hopefully everybody does, but it's kind of time to show your love right now for your city. Tell us a little bit about it. We'll start, and Carrie, we'll start off with you.
Yeah, it's a great program. I think Mayor Pownell initiated this several years ago, 6 or 7 years ago maybe. Yeah. It came to fruition. It's just a real nice collaboration between our area congregations and Northfield Shares and the city and our wonderful volunteers in our community, which we love. People who like to roll up their sleeves and get a little dirty, spread a little mulch, plant some flowers so that we can all enjoy that. You know, when we really get to summer, we can actually see all of this beautiful stuff. And yes, summer's coming. I hear rumors, at least. It's a great group of people, and we all come together, and it's anybody and everybody's welcome.
And you, your involvement is through, of course, Northfield Shares.
Mm-hmm.
And Northfield Shares is a multifaceted organization.
Exactly.
This year, you're really empowering the volunteers to organize and do some good things for their city. Of course, Northfield Shares, mm-hmm. also the foundation, City Foundation. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about that? Give us the thumbnail sketch of Northfield Shares.
All right, so I'm going to start kind of in backwards order. So our mission statement actually says advancing philanthropy, inspiring volunteerism, and promoting collaborative leadership. Obviously, Love Our City is definitely collaborative, and we'd like to think we're leading our community to get involved and make our city even better than it is today, which is obviously very good, but we can always improve things. Inspiring volunteerism, getting people involved, and again, helping out. We have so many amazing groups and nonprofits and organizations in town. We just really invite everybody to jump back in. I know volunteerism took a little time out with our little pandemic there for a while, but I think organizations are opening and welcoming helpers to come in and help make their programs run. And then the first component is just around philanthropy. And I basically am saying it's really matching passions with philanthropy or money. So you put your time and your talent in through volunteerism and your treasures or your gifts into a philanthropic opportunity to support something that you're really near and dear to. So it could be, music. It could be environmental sustainability. It could be Human Services Assistance Fund. There's a variety of things that we already hold funds for, so people can contribute to that to make sure that those gifts give out every year. So that's kind of it in a nutshell.
All right, let's move things over to Jeff. Carrie mentioned a lot of city leaders getting involved with this from high level, trying to, I guess, encourage people to get out and help, whatever the case may be. Hosanna in your church is taking the lead here among the faith communities in getting some of those volunteers together. Tell us about your philosophy towards civil involvement and also what you've been doing here the last couple of weeks to get things organized.
Yeah, I think Carrie hit it well as far as, you know, anybody and everybody is welcome. And so it's a citywide event where we, you know, desire to have families and friends and businesses, churches, anybody who loves to serve. And so, and that's, we've got a beautiful city here in Northfield, and we can't make it that much more beautiful without people stepping up to do the things, you know, de-weed flower beds within the city, lay mulch, and we've got lots of trees to plant. So we need volunteers to step up. And so our goal is just to get our faith congregations, to get, you know, people all across the city, again, businesses, to step forward and to be a part.
Let's talk about the response from the congregations, yours and everyone else's that you've been in contact with. Pretty good response so far.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it could be greater, mm-hmm. for sure. So that's our hope today, is that, you know, one person, two people, several people hear, this message right now and say, you know, I'd love to help. It's just a couple of hours on a Saturday. But again, I think in the long term, it's like, you know, Carrie mentioned that summer, I think is close, hopefully. Let's make our city, beautiful. You know, let's plant these trees. Let's get some flowers out there, lay some new mulch. And, I know a lot of people love to come down down to Northfield, and people rave about how beautiful it is downtown and our city. And then I know that even the mayor had mentioned just last week that, you know, hey, we've got these two prestigious colleges here, you know, on each side of Highway 3. Then we've got this, you know, the River Walk. We've got the river that runs straight through. And so, you know, along the river, you know, Riverside, we'll actually be planting trees and laying mulch and doing projects. And so it's just a way that our people can give back to the city that we live in and that we love, and bring in other people to see the attraction.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, having people, you know, you own the city. You know, this is our city. It's the people who live here, people who work here, people who go to school here, people who worship here. It's our city. So get out and do something. And it won't raise your property taxes as well. Gary, let's move it back to you. Do you have some events or some areas of need this coming Saturday?
I was actually just going to say, can I put a plug in for, we need some folks that really like to plant trees. We have 65. So it's all hands on deck for tree planting this weekend. I believe they were all sold during, people had a chance to purchase trees during Earth Day. And so now we're actually taking the purchases and putting them in the ground in strategic areas determined by the city where trees are needed. So, 65 is a lot of trees. So come on out, folks. You can register on the website, on the northfieldshares.org, on our volunteer hub. There's everything from mulching, planting, trees, weeding, a couple different spots along Division Street. But join us on Riverside Park. You can just show up, too. So we will find something for you to do, I promise.
And Riverside Park is where you're going to be setting up at, basically?
We're going to meet at 8:30 check-in or registration at Riverside Park, the Lions Park, down by the river. And we'll just do a few words and kind of disseminate from there, do the projects. And those people that have pre-registered, we do have a complimentary lunch following for those that want to come back to Riverside afterwards.
All right. And if you would like to just help, just show up. Maybe won't get the lunch, but back will help.
Yeah. Ideally, if you can get registered on the hub, that'd be great, just so that we know where we have folks going, that we have all of our kind of our specific sites assigned, if you will. But absolutely, if you just want to make a spur-of-the-moment decision on Saturday morning, please come down.
All right. What else do we need to know about Love Your City Day?
We want to, again, just throw the plug, like Carrie said, to check out the website. You know, I mean, get registered. Bring families, bring friends. I spoke with a gentleman yesterday who said, you know, our whole family's going to come out. We're going to plant trees together. So mom, dad, and three kids. So again, you don't have to know how to plant trees. There will be the trained professionals there that will help you. But again, it's just, like I said, it's 3 hours. Where you can have fun, where you can, you know, bless our city, and just make it beautiful.
All right. Wow. And you can do all the registration right on Northfield Chairs website?
Northfieldshares.org, and then there's a big picture right at the front page. Just click on that, and that will take you to the volunteer hub.
All right. So. Anything else you'd like to mention?
I want to just say, like, we have tagged the city, like, Love Our City as Saturday as an event, if you will, but it's 24/7, 365. So I'll just say continue on. I mean, there's always a weed to pull, at least in my neighborhood, so we can always pull weeds. So definitely, I just invite everybody to just always love it up all summer and then enjoy the fruits of your labor later on.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. We wish you the best of luck, hopefully a lot of success this weekend in making Northfield beautiful and loving your city.
I believe the weather forecast isn't exactly hot and sunny, but the show will go on unless it's an absolute washout. So if it's really bad for whatever reason, we will put an update on our website, on the Northfield Shares website. But for now, plan, bring your gloves. If you want to plant trees, bring a shovel.
Yeah, you know, the temp's only going to be about 55 or so for a daytime high. 3 weeks ago, we would be leaping for joy with 55 degrees. So it's not that bad at all, folks. When the worst of it's 55, hey, don't mind that.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, too, for joining us.
Thanks,
much
Jeff.
Appreciated. And good luck this weekend. That is McNeil Lehrer News Hour. There we have it. Jim Lehrer, born in 1934. Others celebrating birthdays today, screenwriter, novelist, journalist Nora Ephron is turning 81 years old. Pete Townsend of The Who is 77 years old today. Musician Dusty Hill from ZZ Top is turning 73. Joey Ramone from The Ramones would have been 71 years old today. And KG, the big ticket, Kevin Garnett, former basketball player and turned announcer, the former Minnesota